from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A radical Kurdish group named the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or TAK, has claimed responsibility Thursday for the suicide car bomb attack that killed 35 people in Ankara last weekend. The group has ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. The claim by the TAK came as Germany closed diplomatic missions and a school in Turkey Thursday over security concerns. In a statement on its website, the TAK named the woman as a bomber. Her name is Seher Kagla Demir, adding that on March 13th, a suicide attack was carried out in Ankara, the heart of the fascist Turkish capital. The group added that it was in response to security operations by Turkish forces in the Kurdish-dominated southeast of the country. They also say they apologize for civilian losses. EU leaders are expected to seal a final deal with Turkey on migrants at a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday and Friday. On the agenda is a controversial plan to send tens of thousands of migrants back to Turkey. The move is to relieve the strain on resources of countries on the eastern edge of the European Union. A draft of the joint statement on the deal calls it a temporary and extraordinary measure that is necessary to relieve human suffering and restore order. German diplomatic missions in Turkey, as we mentioned earlier, as well as a school, are closed Thursday for security reasons. That's according to the German consulate in Istanbul. The announcement comes less than a week after a suicide car bomb attack that killed 37 people in Ankara. The consulate said the closures include the German embassy in Ankara and a German school in Istanbul. This is VOA News. Kenya's armed forces Wednesday killed at least 19 suspected al-Shabaab fighters attempting to ambush Somali troops in southern Somalia. The Kenyan troops were acting under the order of the African Union mission to Somalia, and the firefight occurred in the lower Juba area. It follows a string of militant attacks, including a twin bombing in Baidoa last month that killed at least 30 people. The White House says President Obama is to deliver an address to the Cuban people Tuesday at the end of his historic visit next week to the communist-ruled island nation. Officials say it will lay out a vision of greater freedoms and economic opportunity. Ted Henkin is a Cuba analyst at Baroque College in New York. He says the White House hopes to change the view of the Cuban people toward the United States.
Communicate directly to the people that our policy is really built around empowerment, prosperity, not poverty, engagement, not isolation. And while we will and we are making diplomatic connections and strides with the government, we also intend to continue to respectfully and diplomatically but forcefully stand up for American values of human rights, democracy.
Mr. Obama's trip, which begins on Sunday, will be the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years. He will meet with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, as well as Cuban dissidents. Meanwhile, President Obama Wednesday nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland to fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant last month following the sudden death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
I've selected a nominee who is widely recognized not only as one of America's sharpest legal minds, but someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence.
However, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate will not act since Mr. Obama is in the final months of his term. The Islamist administration in Libya's capital, Tripoli, have warned a new UN-backed unity government Wednesday is not welcome. Libya has had two rival administrations, one in the west and an internationally recognized administration in the east since mid-2014. A UN-mediated power-sharing administration based in Tunis came out of talks in December but has not been formally endorsed by either parliament. Egypt's antiquities minister said Thursday that radar scans of famed King Tut's burial chamber showed the likely existence of two hidden rooms that could contain organic material and metal. King Tut died in 1324 BC, and archaeologists drew worldwide attention when they found his tomb filled with stunning artifacts in 1922. More details on this and more at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.